Welcome to Leadership DNA, a podcast for those who aspire to be a better leader. Alongside Arturo Gomez, I'm Rob Cressy. Today's topic, strategies for leading through change and uncertainty. And Arturo, change is always going to happen, and uncertainty is what we signed up for as entrepreneurs. How do you lead through change and uncertainty?
Well, fortunately and unfortunately, I've had a lot of it throughout my professional career. We've had some real extraordinary highs and lows, and so things that we've done or scenarios that I've seen where there's been some real success in getting through it is making sure that creating expectations in terms of what we're anticipating or where we want to go through this process of change. So to me, it's driven through communication. So if communication is not paramount, things are going to, I'll give you an example. So almost 9 months ago, I came into a business as a partner, and there was a dramatic culture change that was needed. Okay. And this is a business that had been there for 10 years. It was a big job because there was deeply rooted sentiment and behaviors that I would say were not good for the business. And so it took a lot of conversation daily, weekly, in terms of where we wanted to go and why we were making these significant changes. It took resilience on my end and staying, extremely steadfast and making sure that people understood not only why I was making that specific change, but what the outcome, what I was looking to achieve. And so it was like, what was the roadmap? And so rather than telling people, hey, turn right here, I would say, you're going to turn right here, but here's all the other logical steps of where we're going to turn and how we're going to move to the end goal so that we can sit on top of this hill. That's the goal. And so I think communication is extremely, extremely important as you're managing through change, because nobody likes change. Nobody likes change. And without any kind of dialogue, it's like when your plans change, when you're traveling on a plane, like, oh my God, we're leaving we're not on the plane yet. We're 30 minutes late and this thing's delayed. The second you don't start hearing from somebody that's working from American Airlines or United, people start freaking out. Like, why are they not communicating? Why are they not communicating? Why aren't they telling us what's going on? And so it's the same principle in a business. People just let me know. Just tell me what's going on, and everybody can calm down. And so it's the responsibility of leadership to be able to bring that calm and bring that understanding in change. I think it's important to have agility, and this also is part of the communication, letting people know. And I traditionally will try to go that route of the under promise, kind of almost let them know that they're in for some very difficult times. We're going to get through this together, but I want you to know that the expectation is X, and we're going to need to work through this, and it's going to be tough. And I hope that you guys stick around. Those of you guys that this is not for, there's an off ramp here, And so, and I give everybody, not everybody wants to go through that. And so again, making sure that you're agile and you have this ability to be flexible, but it's not just you as a leader saying, hey, I'm agile and I'm flexible. It's how do you get the rest of the team to buy into that concept that nothing will be okay and smooth for the moment, that there's going to be some extreme turbulence and everybody needs to hold on.
Yeah, there's a quote that I love from Chuck Yeager that says, the cockpit shakes the most right before you're about to hit the sound barrier. And I always remember that as a leader, as an entrepreneur, because we've got these big goals that we have. You want to break the sound barrier. And all of a sudden, here comes the airplane shaking. You're like, whoa, what's going on? And he's sitting there being like, yeah, right before you're about to achieve your goal, it's when it's going to shake the most. And then the other analogy is... the hardest thing to get is the final yard. You can go 99 yards and you're sitting there on the goal line. And as entrepreneurs, are we ever going to get there? Oh my God, this is so hard. And you even said this, nobody likes change. And the same thing, you're sitting there with 1 yard to go and it's the hardest yard. And I think back to running the Clearwater Marathon in January, and people are often like, oh, what was the hardest mile, or did it get easier at the end? And you know, my answer is every consecutive mile got worse. So mile 23, terrible. 24, even worse. 25, when you're sitting there in the mindset for me is the last mile is free because you earned that last mile. It's terrible. You're not a little bit better because you're only 1 mile away from completing a marathon. No, it is way worse. It is excruciating because of how mentally tired you are. But this is what we as champions design ourselves for. So Arturo, when you're saying nobody likes change, not everybody likes to go through that. For me, I smile when I hear that because I'm built differently. And that's the, I want the people like you who are rowing this boat together saying, hey, we're going to do this. And for me, you nailed the thing about communication. It's as Tim Grover says in the book, Relentless, everything's labeled number one because it's almost important.
Yeah.
And I quote this with my clients all the time, that success rises or falls to the level of communication. That it, when I look back at my career, anytime something has gone wrong, the first thing I'm going to do is look at where did communication fail. And then the next thing, Arturo, with this is commitment. And for me, when I look at change and uncertainty, the plan may change, but the commitment does not. And to yes and that, I also go back to core values. When you're dealing with change and uncertainty, what is the stability and what is the foundation? We're not just throwing out everything of who we are. We're just changing course of direction based on what we're seeing right now. And in my world, having been coaching and creating in the world of artificial intelligence for the last year and a half, this is an area where I'm seeing so much resistance because here is something new that is disrupting the world and is going to for the next 10 plus years forever. So there's a lot of resistance here. So what is stopping leaders from learning artificial intelligence? And I brought on a new client last week, and something that he said really stood out to me that I'm going to use pretty much for the rest of the time that I'm creating with artificial intelligence. And he's a high performer, lives in the world of venture capital and things like that. And he goes, Rob, if I wait another year, I'm a year behind. And he as a leader was self-aware enough to understand that things are changing. And even if I don't understand it, I want to accelerate the rate in which this happens. He's like, Rob, the reason I want to work with you is because I want to learn faster. I don't want to be behind for another year. So the way that we frame change as leaders is an important thing. Change is inevitable. Uncertainty is part of the game, but let's always keep our foundation of our core values, our communication, and the best people in the world that I know, they embrace change because on the other side of change is oftentimes good stuff.
100%. So those are the founding. I mean, listen, I think it's just going to be a necessity for leaders to bring calm to the team in order to get through it. I also say that, you know, there's times where part of the change or uncertainty, it leads to the side of the equation that wasn't really the preferred one. And so, you know, bringing this, you know, having a soft landing, so to speak, or being able to, bow out with some nobility takes a tremendous amount of, strength and, just confidence to be able to do that too. And so sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it's okay. And you need to understand that's part of the equation as well. I think first and foremost, we got to continue to fight if it's something that we truly feel like we believe in it. But it all revolves around this communication and transparency factor that I think can bring calm and confidence to the team if it's done correctly.
Yeah, and I love how you use calm and confidence because so often When times are the toughest for me as a leader, that's when I want to shine the most, because everybody's good when things are good. When everything's on fire, that's when I want to rise to be the best. And that's why I do hard things by design, because one of my mantras is prepare for what's difficult when it's easy, because I know there's going to be challenging times, change and uncertainty on the horizon. So let's get used to being that uncomfortable. The last thing, Arturo, for me that is a very big foundation of this is vision. That over the last, I'd probably say 2 or 3 years, but even specifically the last 6 months, clarity of vision for me has become a superpower, because the more clear your vision and where you know that you're going, the more that we can all row the boat in that same direction. So when we're looking at change and uncertainty, it's once again, things might be changing, but we have a vision of where we want to go. But if you've ever been a part of something where there is a lack of clarity on where we're going or what we're doing, it's oftentimes a lack of vision. And for me, I believe one of the superpowers of the best leaders is all around clarity of vision. Because when you've got the clarity of vision, the commitment stays the same, the core values stay the same. Yeah, the plan for how we get there, that's what might change, but we know the things that are foundational, they're going to keep staying the same.
Yep, it's a fact. It's a fact. And so, and you know, listen, I think if you're an organization that vision and mission and mantra and all those, you know, foundational attributes of the company are something that is important or stressed from the very beginning, it helps through this process, so that it's not just something we're pulling out of our back pocket when the shit hits the fan. It's something that we're actually coaching and teaching in preparation for the times that we know are inevitable. So for sure, vision and an understanding of where the organization is meant to be and where to go is, and by the way, I'll tell you that it also helps to prevent you from getting into situations that become turbulent, or prevents you from situations that could dramatically change or deviate from that focal point, you know? And so it's got a tremendous gravitational pull, and the organizations that really, I think, excel are people that have done a great job making sure that everybody in the organization is in line or understands what that organizational vision is.
Well, yeah, because we don't oftentimes hear the stories of shiny object syndrome and the second and third level impact that happens when you change course because of this new shiny object, and what that ended up doing to get the team or a person off of the vision. And it's something that, of course, we live in a world that is nonstop shiny object syndrome of be on somebody else's agenda. What about this new tool, the new thing here? So that's why, once again, these foundational things, communication, commitment, core values, vision, they're so important, because they're the things that are going to allow you to continue to move forward and grow. So Arturo, let's now get to the action item or the takeaway. And as is no surprise, the things that you and I talk about and share, we live on a regular basis. And the way that I operate as a coach and as a creator is, when there is something in my life that I've created and then somebody else says, Rob, can you teach me more about it? I just turn it into something that I give away to other people. So we're talking about vision right here. Go to robcressy.com/ignite. And what I created is a thing called the Vision Ignition Blueprint. When I've been living in this world of vision, I formulaically created, I think there's about 7 different modules of things that I do to activate and create clarity of vision in myself. So as we're talking about change and uncertainty, let's make sure you're clear on your vision. And if you want to have mastery level of what vision looks like in your life, just go to robcressy.com/ignite. It's my gift for you. What about you, Arturo? What's your action item or takeaway?
You know, it's probably going to be something that is aligned with, you know, we've been talking a lot about this over the last couple pods, is really just for leaders and organizations, really just doing some checks and balances in terms of that vision, that mission, and making sure that it is clear, because I think having transparency, having an understanding, organizational understanding of the objectives of the company, I think can prevent a lot of heartache that, you know, some is potentially unnecessary, and then prepares the team for these inevitable twists and turns that do arise, and allows them to, you know, just to help, helps everybody stay on path.
Yeah. And we would love to hear from you. How are you navigating change and uncertainty in your world? Or if you're interested in the world of AI, I would love to hear what your mindset is, good, bad, or anything in between about the change of AI and how that is coming into your world. Arturo, where can everybody connect with you?
Best place is going to be LinkedIn, Arturo Gomez.
And on my end, you can hit me up on Instagram or LinkedIn at Rob Cressy.